89%. The International Trade Union Confederation is condemning the decision by the United Nations to hold next year's climate change conference in Qatar, a Gulf nation known for its restrictive labor laws. 87% of the workforce in Qatar are migrant workers. None of them are allowed to form or join labor unions. Democracy Now! Spoke on Monday with Sharon Burrow, head of the International Trade Union Confederation.
To see that the decision for the next year's meeting will be in Qatar. This is a country where it's a model of 21st century labour enslavement. We have a situation where there are no human or labour rights for migrant workers, 93% of the workforce in Qatar. When you're there, you will not be able to take a worker for a cup of coffee or a meal in a restaurant. You will not be able to have a meal without knowing that that service is provided by workers who earn a pittance in a very, very wealthy country. So, apart from the fact that they're the biggest emitters on the planet, that they actually block most progress in most of the discussions here, this is not a country which should have the respect in terms of its treatment of people of the international community. So we ask for a review on that question. And can I say to you that we are very supportive of the courage of the young people in New York. The New York Occupy Wall Street movement is actually saying rebuild our economy, rebuild our democracy, and that means sustainability, which means climate action.
And what are you calling for regarding next year's convention?
We're asking for a review. Clearly, the world should think twice about going to Qatar. It shouldn't have just been a, you know, process decision. If there is no review, then we will organise clearly to expose the absolute abuse of human and labour rights by the Qatari authorities.
Praful Bidwei, your response to the criticism of the next UN climate change conference taking place in Qatar?
I think the Trade Union Confederation is absolutely correct. I mean, Qatar is known for a very, very repressive set of labor laws. It uses virtually slave labor in terrible conditions.
Many people from
your
country.
From India and from Pakistan who have absolutely no rights, and their wages as a proportion of total income have actually dropped. Qatar is also a huge producer of greenhouse gases, among the highest emissions per capita in the world. So it's a bad message that I think the UNFCC is sending out by holding the next conference there. It should be in another country.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Praful Bidwei, for being with us. His new book is called The Politics of Climate Change and the Global Crisis, Mortgaging Our Future. Former senior editor at the Times of India, longtime peace activist, helped found the movement in India for nuclear disarmament. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! It's produced by Mike Burke, Nermeen Sheikh, Renee Feltz, Aaron Mate, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff, Hani Masood, Robbie Karen, Ryan Devereux, Dina Guzder, Manal Khan, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nagera, engineer. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Hamilton, Julie Crosby, Nick Gala, Hugh Grant, Jessel Noor, Jessica Lee, Vesta Gadars. I'm Amy Goodman. Our website is democracynow.org. We're broadcasting live from Durban, South Africa.
Howdy, this is Buddy Merriam, and you're listening to Bluegrass Time on WUSB 90.1 FM. You can tune in every Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m. to hear some of the world's best music, bluegrass. That's 90 minutes of bluegrass from the first generation masters like Bill Monroe, Flatten Scruggs, and the Stanley Brothers, to new releases by contemporary bluegrass artists, live in the studio performances, interviews, and concert listings at 7 o'clock. That's every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8 for Bluegrass Time on WUSB, Stony Brook.
I'm Bob Longman with your WUSB Concert Billboard for Monday, December 5th. David Amram will be at the Cornelia Street Cafe in Manhattan at 8 p.m. Your Concert Billboard for Tuesday, December 6th. Buddy Merriam's Mandolin Experience will be at the Checkmate Inn in Setauket at 9:30 p.m. your WUSB concert billboard for Thursday, December 8th. Manhattan Transfer will be at the Blue Note, 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., not just Thursday, but for the rest of the week. Yella will be at the Webster Hall in Manhattan at 7 p.m. Olivia Newton-John will be at the NYCB Theater at Westbury, 8 p.m.
This has been today's Concert Billboard. Tune in each day to hear when your favorite performers are appearing at venues in the WUSB broadcast area. The online version of the Concert Billboard at WUSB.fm has an upcoming schedule months ahead. Look for the WUSB Concert Billboard group on Facebook. Concert Billboard is a service of WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. It's another abbreviated show tonight. We're only running 45 minutes because of basketball. And this week we'll be journeying back to Switzerland. This program was recorded in January of this year. And it features a couple of visits to some unique payphones, which is a lot more exciting than it sounds. We're going to start off by listening to some Swiss radio, hearing the unique sounds of Swiss German, and you may also hear some Italian if you listen carefully. So let's take a listen to some Swiss radio. Seid doch nicht so kalt!
Schöne Aufnahme aus dem Schwarzwaldmädel aus der Operette von Leon Jessel. Die Stimmen haben Sie vielleicht erkannt. Dabei waren Rudolf Schock, Margit Schramm und Annelies Herfurth. Und in dieser Aufnahme, in dieser Gesamtaufnahme, hat damals auch Willy Reichert beispielsweise mitgewirkt. Es spielten übrigens die Berliner Symphoniker. Jetzt haben wir noch Zeit für die Lustspiel-Ouvertüre hier in der Feiertagsmatinee von SWR 4 Baden-Württemberg. Die Lustspiel-Ouvertüre von Béla Kehler, dem Wiener Militärkapellmeister aus Ungarn.
www.asia-spa.com Radio 1 Wetter wird Ihnen präsentiert von der Otto Rupf AG in Dübendorf. Ihre Partner für Ford und Honda. Jetzt mit dem brandneuen Ford C-Max. Otto-Rupf.ch.
Viele Wolken heute, amix Aufhellungen und Temperaturen, die sind echt sehr angenehm. Heute Nachmittag um die 5 Grad.
Radio 1 Verkehr.
Und da ist alles im grünen Bereich. Es liegen uns keine Meldungen vor. Wir wünschen eine gute und eine stressfreie Fahrt.
Und jetzt geht's weiter mit mehr Abwechslung und den besten Songs von allen Zeiten.
Ist das neue Parlament zusammengetreten. Im Repräsentantenhaus haben jetzt die Republikaner die Mehrheit. Deshalb wurde John Boehner zum Vorsitzenden gewählt. Die Republikaner kündigten bei der ersten Sitzung des neuen Repräsentantenhauses an, sie hätten zwei Hauptziele, sparen und die Gesundheitsreform Obamas zu Fall bringen. Das dürfte ihnen aber nicht gelingen, weil im Senat nach wie vor die Demokraten in der Mehrheit sind. Obama muss sich vorerst mit Personalproblemen auseinandersetzen. Nach anderen Demissionen hat auch Obamas Sprecher Robert Gibbs seinen Rücktritt angekündigt. In Tunesien haben Computerhacker mehrere Internetseiten der Regierung lahmgelegt. Als Urheber meldete sich eine Gruppe unter dem Namen Anonymous und kritisierte, in Tunesien habe die Zensur ein skandalöses Ausmaß angenommen. Diese Kritik wird von Menschenrechtsorganisationen geteilt. Der Cyberangriff kommt zu einem Zeitpunkt, zu dem Tunesien von heftigen sozialen Protesten erschüttert wird.
When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done.
Doppelpunkt.
Natalia ist 22. Jeder Tropfen Wasser, den sie braucht, holt sie am Ziehbrunnen im Dorf. Ihre Großmutter, die bei ihr lebt, kann ihr nicht mehr helfen. Sie ist 82. Auch nicht ihren Sohn, der ist erst 3. Natalia lebt in Moldawien im Dorf Kostest. Die meisten ihrem Alter ziehen weg aus dem Dorf oder verlassen das kleine Land, ganz im Südosten von Europa. Doppelpunkt hat Natalia besucht und erzählt über das Leben im moldawischen Dorf. Heute Abend am 8. auf deres Eis.
Oh, rockin' chair got me. By my side, fetch me my gin, son. before I turn your heart. Get from this cabin.
It's different. It's not one that we've heard before.
Alright. Standing here on the streets of Zurich with Kyle. Say hi.
Hi.
So we have something unusual that we found here, a phone booth. So we love phone booths, but these phone booths are big, transparent, circular, and they're all different. They all do different things. Shall we walk over towards this one?
Yeah.
Anything you want to describe as far as the way it looks? Well, actually, this old lady looks like she wants to get in there again.
No, she's done. She's gone through her purse, but we should get in there quickly. It's a big glass tube.
It is a big glass tube, and it's...
And the door is on rollers or something, so you sort of pull the handle, and it rolls around the curve.
And it's run by Swisscom, which is the Swiss phone... One of the Swiss phone companies, but I guess the main Swiss phone company.
Oh, they're the main company. There is not much competition. No Colcotts here.
Well, I'm using a phone company called Sunrise on my cell phone, but I guess that's not the big company.
Okay, we're talking payphones.
Let's walk over to the payphone now. It's a big circular door that opens up.
The microphone's way up high on the inside. So here's the big...
Microphone.
Speaker, megaphone.
There's a megaphone inside.
Yeah, it's like a small box, and it's activated by the door... So as we open it, if you listen carefully, we're going to step in and you'll be able to hear it, but it's sort of up high, so it'll be faint.
There's room for two, or more even. Let's walk inside.
So here we go.
Oh. Kyle, there's music in this payphone. Oh, it turned off as soon as I started talking. Does it know I'm talking? And now the door's opening again. Oh, you're doing that. So this time I won't say anything and it'll keep going. So it seems to stop at the same point each time.
Right, it just plays a short clip. But it's activated by the door.
What do you think the point of playing music inside a phone booth is?
I think it's sort of a transition.
It's kind of a cold fade. I mean, I would fade out a little bit more gently than that. Let's hear another verse. Yeah, you see, I don't like the fade, but I like the music. And the thing is, every phone booth is different. We're going to go to a couple other ones, and we'll compare.
Yeah, so we'll continue to describe how they look and what kind of equipment is inside each one, but I suggest we move on to another one, and we'll play what the next one sounds like, and maybe we'll describe in a little more detail what the actual phone itself looks like. But that's pretty much what it sounds like when you walk in.
Well, there's a couple of observations. I noticed that you can send SMSs from these payphones. They say SMS on the outside.
Yeah. I noticed that on one of the phones. There's different models of these phones. When we were in that other country...
I'm sorry, we need music.
You didn't open it.
Oh, I have to open it more?
First click, second click.
Okay, let me close it now. All right, I'm sorry, keep talking.
At any rate, some of them don't take coins. These ones do. Most of the ones in Zurich.
I also noticed that the number for the police, unlike everywhere else in Europe, is not 112, but 117.
Correct, it's 117. There's a plaque above the phone. And, yeah, they take coins in Zurich. That other country we're in had similar phones, but no coins. It just took the cards.
Interesting. 118 is fire. 144 is medical emergency. 1811 is information. And 143 is... What symbol is that? Is a heart? And looks like a hand? Maybe a rocket ship? 143. What in God's name could that be?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Although some of these booths have defibrillators in them.
So if your heart stops, you dial 143?
This one doesn't have defibrillators, so maybe that's an alternative. But I don't know. It might be unrelated. Although I have noticed that some of the other payphones do have defibrillators in them.
I noticed it's free to call the police, the fire people, and the medical people, but not to call whatever 143 is and information 1811.
It looks like a heart with a hand, like a streak, but the streak looks like a hand. So I don't know.
That is very strange.
Maybe if you want to help somebody because you have a big heart.
Well, can I try one thing? I just would like to call this phone from my phone to hear if it actually rings.
So okay.
The phone number is there at the bottom. Oh, I forgot what the country code for Switzerland is. Is it 42 or 41?
41.
41, okay.
It's plus 410, and then...
Well, no, you don't dial the zero if you're calling from out of the country, which I would be doing for my cell phone. Oh, but you know what? I don't have to call the country code. I can just dial 044 like it says right there. 044.
How does it know that you pick up? There's no clicker thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
It must be magnetic.
044-211-2299. Don't call this number, people at home, because, well, we're calling it now, and you'll get a big bill if you call it. Let's see what happens. Do you hear that? It's ringing. Wow. Let's see if you can hear my phone ringing. Okay, let's hang up before it starts billing me.
Yeah, do you want me to pick up?
No.
I'm just kidding. So the displays are really cool, too. They've got this Swisscom logo, and it's got a 3D animation of a flag.
Oh, payphone is updating. Please wait. Payphone is updating.
Oh, dear.
Maybe the music is updating, too.
Sounds important.
Maybe they download a different song every day.
Yeah, or I wonder if it had something to do with the call. That's bizarre. I've never seen that. But, yeah, they have a little square display in them, and that had a logo and all sorts of information, but it's a full-color display, and they're very robust. They're like big metal iron things, but very snazzy looking. They actually look like a vacuum cleaner that you would have in your house. You know how round it is?
Yeah.
Like one of those ones that follows you with the big long hose. But yeah, it. Whoa.
Payphone's updating, and a guy on a motorcycle just pulled up next to us.
Screen or a scooter. Flickered.
Well, maybe ringing the phone somehow made it update, too.
That is bizarre. Well, what needs updating?
I don't know, but I'll bet if I call another one, go somewhere else and call another one, it's going to do the same thing.
Really? Yeah, this is bizarre. So, yeah, the buttons are round. Big round metal buttons.
Do you notice, though, they have letters under the numbers, but the number one has a period and a comma underneath it. So
yes.
I guess it's for texting.
I believe so. And it looks like we're done updating. We're
okay.
Back to the 3D Swisscom flag.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to another payphone and see what the difference might be. Why don't we open up the door? Will the music play as we open it?
Yeah, as you leave.
All right. Closing theme. And back outside.
Listen to your God, this is our motto. Your time to shine, don't wait in line, vamos por todo. People are raising their expectations. Go on a feed and this is your moment, no hesitation. For Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. Anawa, ah, ah. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. It's time for Africa.
I'm well on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama. One A to Z. My sister, sell on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama. From east to west. My tea, waka, waka, my eh.
Africa. for Africa. Jungle.
Yo,
check
this out. 105 DJ Nice. Urban Edition.
Urban Edition.
Der Donnerstag auf 105. Nun bis 10.
DJ AC.
10 bis 11.
14 DJ Crew.
11 bis 12.
DJ Ace. 105 DJ Nice.
Urban Edition.
Nummer auf 105.
Geist.
Die Geist-Attacke mit der Geist-Nation zum neuen Jahr. 8% Mehrwertsteuer? Nieder damit! Wenn Sie jetzt bei Saturn einkaufen, schenken wir Ihnen die Mehrwertsteuer auf Ihren gesamten Einkauf. Schlagen Sie jetzt zu, aber nur bis zum 8. Januar im Kesselhaus in Winterthur, direkt am Hauptbahnhof bei
Saturn. Geiz ist geil.
Come together, right now, over me.
Endlich ist sie da, die erste CD von Radio Monte Carlo Swiss, Nouveau Beat. Der unverwechselbare Sound von der Erfolgssendung Monte Carlo Nights gibt's endlich auch auf CD. Nouveau Beat. 32 Songs von den besten Künstlern aus dem Radioprogramm Monte Carlo Nights.
You don't fool me, those pretty eyes.
Eine exklusive Doppel-CD mit den Soundperlen von Monte Carlo Nights. Monte Carlo Nights, Nouveau Beat. Holen Sie dir jetzt im CD-Shop oder als Download auf iTunes.
Sie wissen sicher nicht, was ich will. Bitte doch.
Jetzt die größte Mediamarkt 0% Sonderfinanzierung aller Zeiten. 0% auf alle Produkte in 20 Monatsraten ganz locker abzahlen. 20 Monatsraten 0%. Das gab's noch nie. Nur bis zum 5. Februar.
Mediamarkt, ich bin doch nicht blöd.
Gottesdienst. Was sind das für Leute, die das machen bei dir?
Es sind wenige Leute, aber man muss nicht sagen, es sind nur kirchliche Leute. Es sind Leute, die merken, da passiert etwas in meinem Leben, da komme ich ohne ein Ritual, ohne ein bewusstes Begehen einfach nicht ganz klar.
Und dann gibt es auch, also ist es wirklich eine traurige Stimmung dann, oder gibt es da auch lustige Momente? Wie ist denn so die Stimmung in der Kirche rein bei einem Scheidungsgottesdienst?
Ich hatte noch nicht viel gehabt. Und bei denen, die ich bis jetzt gemacht habe, war es eine sehr besinnliche Stimmung. Mehr so ein bisschen Geborgenheit, Kerzen, Nachdenklichkeit. Weil man merkt, man hat sich etwas vorgenommen im Leben, das man nicht durchführen konnte. Und da will man eben nicht gerade dort hinter die Türen raus, mit Krach, mit Emotionen, die zu hoch schlagen, sondern man will es mit Emotionen in einem gewissen Bereich, die zugelassen sind, ganz bewusst begehen.
Okay. Also ich glaube es gar nicht. Oder verrückte Entwicklung irgendwie schlecht oder recht? Und vor allem, was meint der liebe Gott dazu, zu so einem Scheidungsgottesdienst? Wir sind gerade wieder zurück.
Ja, ich will. Die Hochzeitswoche auf Energy Zürich. Präsentiert von Legends Travel, dem Spezialisten für Flitterwochen, die in Erinnerung bleiben.
This is the only Louis on Energy. Hit music only. Time starts to pass before you know it.
All right, so we're inside another payphone, another one of these round tubular things. Looks very similar, but it doesn't sound similar, does it, Kyle?
No, it's very, very different.
Shall I open the door?
Yes, please. Activate it.
All right, here we go. This one has more of a kind of an Indian motif, I think.
Yeah, or Arabic.
Could be, yes. Who's to say? The similarities in the music. Did I not do it big enough?
Yeah, you gotta open it.
I'll open the door all the way. Now I'll close the door. Yeah, I think we need to go to every single phone booth in the city and see how many different types of music they have in them.
Yeah, that would be a cool project. I mean, just to get all of the different themes recorded, it's really kind of a cool feature of a payphone. You don't often hear a theme music as you go to different ones. I imagine different parts of town have different themes, and I wonder if it changes. I don't know if it's like a permanent thing or how it works. It's just really fascinating.
You don't ever hear this kind of thing anywhere that I've ever experienced. It adds a whole element to the phone booth experience.
Yeah.
Do you notice the door sometimes moves on its own?
Yeah, it'll close. I don't know if it's because of bearings or if there's a little motor up there. I think there might be a little motor that if you leave it open, it'll actually close by itself. Maybe it has some sort of clutch mechanism. I'm trying to look. I can't really see. Well, I do see a motor type thing, but I can't get a good view of
it. Well, I can give you a boost later on. We can start disassembling this and figuring it out. But right now, we have to meet somebody. And in Switzerland, it's extremely rude to even be a minute late. So we're going to have to hightail it over to meet the person that expects us to be there at a particular moment.
Yeah, let's get going. But we should find at least one more or you know, a handful more if we can to get the different sounds. But this is cool. I'm glad we came to this one.
A little exiting music now. Goodbye, phone booth.
Ja, das sind schöne Gefühle, wo man nicht kann beschreiben, wo für immer die und lieb und mein ganz Leben. Hey, ich fühle mich geht um dich. Du gibst mir Kraft, was man sonst nicht schafft. Es ist ein Geschenk, dass es dir so gibt. Ich danke dir für alles hier, dass du mich niemals aufgibst.
tonight. And she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Tuo telegrafo. 1878, Michele Patocchi riesce a mettersi in contatto telefonico da Bellinzona con Milano, realizzando così la prima conversazione scambiata per filo tra la Svizzera e l'estero. 6 gennaio 1907, Maria Montessori apre a Roma la prima scuola basata sul suo metodo pedagogico, costruito sull'autonomia, la responsabilizzazione e lo sviluppo armonico del bambino. Con Maria Montessori cominciano a cambiare le regole consolidate dell'educazione d'inizio secolo e si restituisce dignità alla condizione infantile. Altra donna della storia, 6 gennaio 1929, Madre Teresa arriva a Calcutta per cominciare una vita dedicata ai poveri e ai diseredati dell'India. 1935, prima vendita del Monopoli, uno dei giochi di società più diffusi al mondo. 6 gennaio 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, l'unico presidente degli Stati Uniti ad essere rimasto in carica per ben 4 mandati consecutivi, definisce l'obiettivo americano delle 4 libertà: libertà di parola, di lavoro, dal bisogno e dalla paura. Il suo programma politico, ribattezzato New Deal, ovvero il nuovo corso, fece fronte alla gravissima crisi economica del paese, la cosiddetta Grande Depressione, utilizzando il governo come strumento di intervento diretto in campo economico e sociale, mutuando naturalmente tutto ciò dalle teorie economiche keynesiane. Durante la Seconda Guerra Mondiale, inoltre, condusse gli alleati alla vittoria contro le potenze dell'asse Roma-Berlino-Tokyo. 6 gennaio 1971, i ricercatori dell'Università della California sintetizzano l'ormone della crescita umano. 1998, decapitata la sirenetta, la statua di bronzo ispirata alla favola di Hans Christian Andersen che si trova nel porto di Copenaghen. 2 anni dopo, sempre il 6 gennaio, entra in vigore in Francia la legge che autorizza la distribuzione gratuita alle studentesse minorenni nelle scuole della controversa pillola del giorno dopo, volta a ridurre il numero degli aborti. Fine della prima parte del nostro almanacco, la seconda con, tra l'altro, il personaggio del giorno. Prima però Giusy Ferreri.
La solita strada bianca come il sale, il grano da crescere, i campi da arare, guardare ogni giorno, se piove o c'è il sole, per sapere che domani si vive o si muore, è un bel giorno dire basta, andare via, come il fumo in un mondo di luci, sentirsi nessuno in un giorno solo, saltare 100 anni dai
Radio Rete 1.
Personaggio di questo 6 gennaio è Giovanna d'Arco, santa ed eroina, patrona di Francia, nata oggi nel 1412. La donna e condottiera che riunificò il paese contribuendo a risollevarne le sorti durante la guerra dei cent'anni. Giovanna d'Arco fu poi accusata di atti illeciti per aver indossato abiti maschili, nonché di eresia per aver creduto di poter render conto direttamente a Dio anziché alla Chiesa Cattolica Romana. Condannata a morte, salì a rogo il 30 maggio 1431, 25 anni dopo la sua morte. La Chiesa però riaprì l'inchiesta e Giovanna fu riconosciuta innocente. Infine, nel 1920, Papa Benedetto XV la proclamò santa. Oggi sono nati anche Heinrich Schliemann, archeologo tedesco che, inseguendo ostinatamente il mito di Omero, arrivò a scoprire la città di Isserlich, ovvero la città di Troia. Thomas Ezekiah Mix, al secolo Tom Mix, celebre cowboy dei primi western muti statunitense, altro nato quest'oggi. La frase invece di quest'oggi è di Giovanna d'Arco: nessuno si può cambiare, ma tutti possono migliorarsi.
You've been listening to Off the Wall from Switzerland, and we'll be in Switzerland again next week. We won't be listening to quite as much Swiss radio, though. We'll be doing something completely different. But for now, let's listen one more time to Swiss radio on Off the Wall. Good night.
Sie hören DRS 1, am Mikrofon begleitet Sie den Mike Lamar. Schon jetzt, dort, mitten im Winter, kann ich Ihnen sagen, welches der nächste Sommerhit vom Schweizer Fernsehen wird sein. Nämlich die Dokuserie über das Leben im Wald. Wir werden eine Gruppe von Freiwilligen sehen, die sich 3 Wochen lang in einem Wald wird durchschlagen. Sie werden im Wald essen, schlafen, Hütten bauen, einander auf die Nerven gehen und das alles 100% öko, das heisst möglichst ohne Hilfe oder Material von aussen. In unserem Talk nach Mitternacht möchte ich von Ihnen gerne wissen, ob Sie schon ein ähnliches Abenteuer erlebt haben, wie 3 Wochen lang von aussen sind im Wald. Sind Sie in der Ferien vielleicht mal quer durch die Sahara oder haben Sie mal auf einer Safari fast einen Loi im Jeep drin gehabt? Oder sind Sie ewig lang eingeschneit in einer Alphütte ohne Heizung und Essen? Erzählen Sie uns Ihr aufregendstes Abenteuer und wir wollen schauen, ob Sie allenfalls auch in Frage kommen für 3 Wochen Waldleben. 0848 440 222. Der Tag nach Mitternacht bis um 1. 0848 440 222.
Carro, acendo outro cigarro, fujo do lugar onde ela está. Chego a outros braços, por outra cama eu passo, dou-me a quem não amo, tanto faz. Eu faço de tudo para esquecer quem não me quer, mas eu só me iludo, faço eu o que fizer. Caminhando por aí, tenho casos sem ter fim, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou de coração em coração e de paixão em paixão, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou caminhando por aí, por um instante sou feliz, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Sou vagabundo por amor e vai para onde for, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Sem
parar eu sigo, só com um sentido, fugir do lugar onde ela está. Chego ao outro porto, os lençóis são outros, a mim é igual, tanto me faz. Eu faço de tudo para esquecer quem não me quer, mas eu só me iludo, faça eu o que fizer. Vou caminhando por aí, tenho casos sem ter fim, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou de coração em coração e de paixão em paixão, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Caminhando por aí, por um instante sou feliz, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Sou vagabundo por amor, e vai pra onde for, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Eu vou caminhando por aí, tenho casa sem ter fim, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou de coração em coração e de paixão em paixão, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou caminhando por aí, um instante sou feliz, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Sou vagabundo por amor, e vai pra onde for, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou caminhando por aí, tenho casos sem ter fim, mesmo assim eu penso nela. Vou de coração em coração.
It is time for Seawolves basketball. Good evening, everyone. I'm Kurt Hilton. In just a moment, I'll throw it to Jeff Bernstein. He's got all the action for you tonight as Stony Brook University, the women, they're out in New Jersey tonight as they take on Rider for a 7 p.m. conference. Other stuff going on in the America East in women's basketball. Binghamton will visit Army. They're up at West Point. Maryland Eastern Shore, they'll take on UMBC at UMBC. Harvard travels to Lundholm Gymnasium where they'll take on New Hampshire. And Niagara visits Albany at CEFCU Arena. But without further ado, let's go to Jeff Bernstein in New Jersey where he's got Seawolves action for tonight. Jeff, take it away.
Thanks a lot, Kurt, and welcome to Lawrenceville, New Jersey, where the Stony Brook Seawolves will take on Rider here in the home of the Rider Bronx in Alumni Gymnasium here in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. And the Stony Brook Seawolves come into tonight's contest with a 1-5 record. Rider comes in with a 3-3 record, and the Seawolves are looking to improve on that 1-5 record. Stony Brook comes in after two losses. They lost at Ohio State on November 25th, and Ohio State ranked 18th in the country. They lost 84-37, and then they lost a tough one at Sacred Heart 5 days later on November 30th at Sacred Heart 55-33. The Rider Bronx come in with the record, as I mentioned, 3-3. They come off of a tough loss against number 20 Georgetown, 58-51. And beat St. Francis of New York in Brooklyn, 64-58. So two teams that are primarily in the same situation, young, looking to move forward, and the Stony Brook Seawolves looking to try to pull off a victory before they have their home game on Thursday against Fordham on December 11th. Had an opportunity to speak to the head coach, Bethel Boyle, about tonight's contest, and these were her comments.
Moments before tonight's game between Stony Brook and Rider, we're talking to the head women's basketball coach, Bethel Boyle. And Beth, just summarize the game at Sacred Heart.
Yeah, you know, Sacred Heart was definitely a tough game for us. I thought we went in a lot of those spurts, you know, being able to hold them defensively. And then, you know, again, it was a tough night for us offensively. But, you know, I thought we got some good points off the bench from Gerda, and Destiny really played hard. So some positives from that as well.
You had some time to sort of prepare for this game against Rider. Some thoughts about playing the Rider here in New Jersey.
Yeah, you know, Rider's been doing well this year. They just had a great game against Georgetown this past weekend. Really strong inside game, and I think some of the things that has been different this year is that they have a guard in Chambers that's been really scoring for them. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch, and, you know, it'll be a tough test for us.
Team's been playing well in regards to keeping on in top of the America East with the defensive field goal percentage, and you know, that seems to be one of the positives that has really helped Stony Brook this year.
Yeah, I guess there's two things. You know, right now I think we have the fourth toughest schedule in the country, you know, the top in the America East, but on the same way we've been able to play great defense, and that's something I think we take pride in. And you know, our next step as a team, I think, is being able to produce more on the offensive side.
Specifically, what do you need to look out for this Rider team?
You know, the inside game, we do a lot of high screen and rolls and really pound the ball inside, and that's going to be a test for us. And then, you know, being able to take care of that so that they can't kick the ball out. And, you know, they have some good three-point shooters as well, and really being able to shut them down, and then being able to run a little bit and get some points for us in transition.
A short turnaround. You got three games this week. Some thoughts about going back to a pretty hectic schedule before finals.
Yeah, we're like the NBA team right now, and getting our games in before the exam break. And, you know, obviously LIU is a nice game, big local game, and going to be on television, and that's exciting. And looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, we end up with, you know, obviously an Atlantic 10 pro in Fordham, and getting them at home. It's nice to get back to Pritchard and get two games on our home court.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
That was the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Beth O'Boyle, and Beth very positive about the upcoming games for the Stony Brook Seawolves.
Looking at some Stony Brook women's basketball notes, the Stony Brook Seawolves lead the America East in scoring defense at 55.4 points per game. Stony Brook has held its opponents to just 48.6 points per game in the five games, other than Ohio State game when they gave up 84 points. Stony Brook earned its first win of the season last Wednesday against Robert Morris. It was the first career win for Stony Brook's head coach, Bethel Boyle. Seawolves forced previously undefeated Robert Morris to shoot 28.3% and held the Colonials to just 40 points. Robert Morris came into the game averaging 68 points per game in its first three contests. This comes after the holding Iona to 7 points in the first half on November 18th, which set a program record for fewest points allowed in a half and was the fewest points allowed in a half in an NCAA Division I women's game since Georgia Tech allowed just 3 points to Tennessee State last season. Junior Gerda Gatling tied a career high with 10 points in addition to grabbing 6 rebounds in 25 minutes off the bench on Wednesday against Sacred Heart. Junior Jessica Prevalon had 9 rebounds against Sacred Heart and has led Stony Brook in rebounding 4 times. Prevalon like 7th in the America East in rebounding at 7.8 per game and is 4th in defensive rebounding at 5.3 per game. The Seawolves out-rebounded Sacred Heart 38-37, including 17 on the offensive end. It was the third time this season that Stony Brook has had at least 17 offensive boards. And you look at Ryder, they are out of the MAC, and the Ryder was picked to finish tied for 8th. Ryder opened the season with a 64-56 win over Lafayette on November 11th. The Bronx are led by sophomore Mynisha McKenzie, a member of the MAC All-Rookie team last year, and senior Allie Heller, who was 10th in the nation in three-point field goal percentage and won the MAC Sixth Player of the Year award last year. Tonight marks the third game in the series with the Stony Brook, with the team splitting the first two games. Ryder and Stony Brook last met on November 17th, 2001, with the Seawolves winning 75-68. So it should be a good battle with both teams here in this non-conference affair. A lot of games on WUSB in the next couple of games. After today's game, tomorrow we're back at Pritchard Gymnasium. The Stony Brook men will take on Fairleigh Dickinson. Game time is 7 o'clock. 6:55 is the pregame show tomorrow. It's a short pregame on Wednesday. Kurt Hilton, who's back in the studio, will call that game tomorrow back at Pritchard Gymnasium. The game is also on IOTV. And our old friend Mike Filano will be calling the game for IOTV, so we're splitting up the crew again. And then on Thursday, the Stony Brook women will be back at Pritchard. They'll take on LIU at Pritchard. Game time is 7 o'clock. 6:45 is a pregame show. And then a rare Saturday. The teams have off on Saturday, but Sunday is a doubleheader on WUSB. Sunday, the women will host Fordham at 2 o'clock. 1:45 is the pregame show. And then you got a little time to, you know, get something out of the refrigerator and hang out. And then at 5 o'clock, the Stony Brook men will be at Boston College out of the ACC. 4:45 is the pregame show. A lot of games going on tonight between the men and the women. There's a couple games in Madison Square Garden. Number 4, North Carolina going at it. Number 3, Syracuse will be going at it on the men's side. A lot of games going on. We'll take a short one-minute break and send it back to Kurt Hilton. We'll give you an update about everything going on in the world of sports. Some also news from Big South football. All that and much more. You're listening to Stony Brook Seawolves Women's Basketball.
University, and you're listening to Seawolves Sports on WUSB 90.1 FM Stony Brook.
Thank you very much, Jeff, back here in the WUSB studios. Just want to remind you, a full tilt of America East action taking place in the women's side tonight. Harvard visits New Hampshire, Niagara visits Albany. Maryland Eastern Shore will take on UMBC at UMBC. And Binghamton, they trek down to West Point, and they'll take on Army. And, of course, you're listening to Stony Brook as they get set to take on Ryder. So, without further ado, back to Jeff in New Jersey.
Thanks a lot, Kurt. Back here, we're about 2 minutes away from the start between Stony Brook and Ryder. Took the train out of the city today. Team was here yesterday. They got here last night, got a practice in this morning, but I had to go to work. Got to make the money. And took the train out here today. About an hour and 15-minute trip from New York City, and then a little cab ride out to the campus. Beautiful Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Really not that beautiful. It's raining out there today. Short little ride from the city, and then head back with the team tonight, and then back for tomorrow back at Pritchard for a couple games with the men and the women. So we're getting ready for Stony Brook women's basketball here on WUSB. We'll be tracking a lot of games that'll be going on today between the men and the women. So we're getting ready here. The big news out of the Big South Conference today, as Kurt will sort of hash on during the broadcast, Liberty head coach Danny Rocco has decided to leave Liberty and head on to Richmond to take the Richmond job. So that opens up a vacancy at Liberty, and that rocks that program. And Kurt will talk more about that as the show continues. Just came in down the wire this afternoon, so after Liberty loses to Stony Brook in the pseudo-conference championship game, the head coach bolts for Richmond, and that opens up a vacancy there, so a lot of conversation about that. So we're a couple seconds away between this big non-conference game between Stony Brook and Ryder. Both teams getting ready for the start of the national anthem here. Should be a very interesting contest. Stony Brook looking for their second win of the season. They're coming in at 1-5, and Ryder coming in at 3-3 after a tough loss at number 20 Georgetown. Let's send it to the public address announcer here at Alumni Gymnasium.
At this time, we would ask everyone to please rise and remove your hats and join our players and coaches in honoring America and celebrating freedom and those who protect it. Let us rise as one nation, one people, for the singing of our national anthem. Performing the anthem this evening is the freshman communication major from Lumberton, New Jersey, Megan Shield.
Rendition of the national anthem here at Alumni Gymnasium, a typical MAC gymnasium, small but compact, about 1,500 seats. They have two end zone seatings, which are like a stage, what used to be an old stage, so pretty tight, but your typical small MAC facility. Let's look at the starting lineups for tonight's game, this non-conference affair between Stony Brook and Ryder. As I mentioned, Stony Brook coming at 1-5. Ryder at 3-3 here in the early non-conference. For Ryder, a 6-foot junior from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Nazareth Academy, number 22, Carly Brown.
5'7 junior out of Newark, Delaware, out of Harcum College. Number 25, Saranda Chambers. A 5'10 freshman from Wayne, Pennsylvania, out of Archbishop Carroll High School. Number 10, Emily Fazzini. A 5'11 sophomore from Springfield, Pennsylvania. Number 24, Mynesia McKenzie. And a 5'4 senior from Ivyland, Pennsylvania, out of Archbishop Wood High School. Number 5, Alisa Parson. The head coach in her fifth season is Lynn Milligan. She's a Rider graduate. The associate head coach is Pam Durkin. She's also a Rider graduate. The assistants are John Miller and Whitney French. For the Stony Brook Seawolves, the head coach in her first season is Bethel Boyle, a Gettysburg graduate. The assistant coach is Jesse Fleming, Krishna Hill, and Corey Chambers. The director of basketball operations is Andrea Donnett. 5'11 junior from Brooklyn, out of Midwood High School, transferred from Monroe Community College. Number 2, Jessica Prevalon. 5'5 senior from Winco, Pennsylvania, out of Cheltenham High School. Number 4, Misha Horsey. A 5'9 junior from Aurora, Oregon. Number 11, out of Central Catholic High School, Danny Kleppinger. 5'10 senior out of Muskegon, Michigan, out of Muskegon High School and Muskegon Community College. Number 23, Whitney Davis. And a 6'1 senior from Glen Burnie, Maryland, out of McDonough School. Number 42, Destiny Jacobs. The Seawolves are wearing the road reds, trimmed in blue and white. Stony Brook in front, Seawolf logo in between Stony and Brook. The interlocking SB on the left side of the shorts. America East logo on the back of the neck. Ryder coming in with the white and maroon, trimmed in gray. Ryder in front, the names are on the back, and the Bronco Colt on the right side of the shorts. Tip is won by Ryder. They go from left to right on your radio dial. Seawolves are in the tight man-to-man. Up top is McKenzie. McKenzie drives the lane against Prevalon, skips it back to Chambers, just underway here at Alumni Gymnasium. Chambers hands off to Fazzini. 5-foot jump shot is no good and rebounded by the Seawolves. Horsey brings it into the front court. Seawolves looking for a road victory here in New Jersey. Kleppinger up top, right wing is Horsey. Bronx in the man-to-man. Prevalon in the low post. Spin move, puts it up, and a traveling violation called against the Seawolves. So Ryder will get the ball back. 19-20 remaining in the first half. No score here at Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Up top is Parsons. Parsons in the corner to Fazzini. Seawolves on the man-to-man up top to Chambers. Chambers drives the lane off the glass, rolls around the rim and good. And with 19-02 remaining first half, Ryder has a 2-0 lead. Horsey crosses the midcourt line at the R logo in the middle of the court. On the left wing is Kleppinger. Kleppinger up top to Whitney Davis, who's played much better this season. On the right wing is Horsey. Horsey inside to number 42, Destiny Jacobs. Jacobs in the low post, kicks it back up top to Horsey. Her pass is stolen by Chambers. Lead pass to McKenzie. Inside the middle, Fazzini. Fazzini drives the lane. Her shot is blocked by Jacobs, and here comes Stony Brook. So a bunch of turnovers on both sides. 18-24 remaining first half. They look inside to Prevalon. Prevalon back to Jacobs. 15-footer is no good from the right wing. And rebounded by Parsons. 2-0 Ryder. 18-10 remaining in the first half. Chambers has it up top. Seawolves are in the tight man-to-man. Elbow jump shot is good by Carly Brown. And Ryder with the 4-0 lead. 17:56 remaining in the first half. Ryder with 2-4 from the field. Stony Brook 0-1. Kleppinger up top. Right winger is Misha Horsey, the senior. Played 3 games last year, had an injury. Right elbow jump shot, no good. Scramble for the ball. It's batted around a little, but picked up by Chambers. Chambers fouled at midcourt by Stony Brook. That's the first team foul of the game. With 17:35 remaining in the first half, Sam Landers comes in for the Stony Brook Seawolves. Sam, the 5'7 junior out of Springfield, Virginia, out of West Springfield, High School. Parsons up top on the right wing, McKenzie. McKenzie back to Chambers in the corner. 19 on the shot clock. Back up top is McKenzie. McKenzie on the left wing. Three-point shot by Parsons is good right in front of the Stony Brook bench. And it's now 7-0 Ryder. 17:09 remaining in the first half. Horsey crosses the midcourt line on the right wing. In the corner, it's Kloppinger. Kloppinger back up top to Prevalon. Left wing is Landers. Landers up top to Horsey. 15 on the shot clock. Back in the corner, it's Kloppinger. Jacobs, right wing. Back to Horsey. Fakes to three. Drives the lane. Puts up the runner. Rolls around the rim. No good. And McKenzie comes down with the rebound. 16:45 remaining first half. Parsons has it up top. 7-0 Ryder. And Parsons is fouled up top. The foul is called against Misha Horsey, her first and the team's second. Tamil Murray comes in. This is a local game for Tamil out of Teaneck, New Jersey. So hopefully Tamil can play well in her home state, the senior. Pizzini up top. On the left wing is Brown. Brown back to Pizzini. 18 on the shot clock. 16:25 left in the first half. Pizzini right wing up to Brown. Left wing is Parsons. Parsons drives the lane in the paint. Picked up by Pizzini. Six on the shot clock. And Pizzini called for the travel. Good defense by Stony Brook. With 16:13 remaining in the first half. Kloppinger comes out and Gerda Gatling comes in for Stony Brook. Gatling, the 5'11 junior out of Woodbridge, Virginia, Forest Park High School, as Murray brings it into the front court. Seawolves have missed their first three shot opportunities. Jacobs on the right wing gets knocked out of bounds by Brown in the low post pass, and Stony Brook get the ball back. Media timeout. We will take timeout as well. 15:59 remaining in the first half. It's Ryder 7, Stony Brook 0. You're listening to the longtime home of Seawolves Athletics on WUSB.
And thank you very much, Jeff, back here in the WUSB studios. Kurt Hilton, glad you could join us. They're just underway in New Hampshire in Lundholm Gymnasium. Harvard leads so far, 3-0 over New